我们继续祷告。
Let us continue in prayer.
主，我们这里唱诗，遇了耶稣，我心就能欢乐。
Lord, as we sing the hymn, with Jesus, He alone fills our soul.
与主同在就是天堂。
Where Jesus is, it's heaven above. It's heaven here.
所以我深深盼望，在今天早晨这个聚会中，你就与我们同在。
It is our deepest desire that during this time, your presence will be with us.
把我们带进天堂的境界。
You even bring us to heaven on earth.
让众生都心里面都感觉到主的喜乐。
That we can all feel the joy of your heart.
主真是成了我们欢唱的泉源。
That Jesus will be the fountain of which we sing.
主，我们赞美你。
We praise you, Lord.
我们众生徒都是渴慕能够更多看见主的荣美。
We all desire to see your glory, to see you more.
更多享受你的丰富。
To enjoy your fullness.
哦，主耶稣的丰满远超过我们所能想象的。
Oh, the fullness of the Lord is far beyond our deepest imagination.
我们的器皿虽然很有限。
Or even though we're so limited.
我们仍然渴望能够靠着你的圣灵来更多认识你的丰富。
We still desire through your spirit that we can know more of your fullness.
好，就我们来跟随主、服侍主的时候，我们天天都感觉到天天同在。
So as we follow you and serve you day after day, we can feel the heaven presence with us.
让今天早晨你祝福你的话语。
May you bless your words this morning.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 我们先读两节圣经。
We first read two scriptures.
先读希伯来书第十三章。
First in Hebrews chapter 13.
第十三章第七节。
Chapter 13 verse 7.
从前引导你们传神之道给你们的人，你们要想念他们，效法他们的信心，留心看他们为人的极具。
Remember those who led you, who spoke the word of God to you, and considering the result of their conduct, imitate their faith.
再读哥林多前书第四章。
And another one in 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
第四章第十五节。
Chapter 4 verse 15.
你们说基督的师父虽有一万，为父的却是不多。
For if you were to have countless tutors in Christ, yet you would not have many fathers.
先读这两节。
Just these two scriptures first.
我想弟兄姊妹，这些的字都是深深在怀念到我们亲爱的魏弟兄。
And I, as I read these scriptures, I have bring my remembrance to our dear brother Wei.
魏弟兄与我们同在，服侍我们很多年，大家都非常想念他。
Our brother was with us for and served us for many years. We know we all miss him.
如今他离我们而去，在主的胸怀中享受主的同在。
Now that he has passed on into the bosom of the Lord, enjoying his fullness of his presence.
对魏弟兄说呢，是很好的一件事情。
And to him, it is far better.
但是对我们魏弟兄的家人，以及我们这许多弟兄姊妹，我们就深深会感觉到哀伤。
But to us, to his family, and to all the brothers and sisters, we do mourn for him.
因为这样一位属灵的长辈教导我们多年，服侍我们多年，他离我们而去了，我们难免就依依不舍。
Because for an elder, a spiritual elder like him who has taught us and led us for many years, as he has passed on from us, we do miss him.
也许我们心中真是觉得很忧虑很哀伤。
And there is a sorrow and mourning in our heart.
所以我们大家都很怀念他。
So we miss him.
我想 除了魏师母之外，对魏弟兄最早认识的，可能我是比较早的一个。
I think besides our sister Wei, I might be among the first people that knew him the longest.
因为我差不多在62年之前就认识了魏弟兄。
Because I have known him 62 years ago.
那个时候我刚刚20出头。
I was just in my 20s.
魏弟兄大概就27、28岁。
And I think he was in his 27, 28 years old.
那个时候我刚刚信主，刚刚得救。
And I was just saved, became a Christian.
那么因为有段时间身体不好。
There was a period of time I felt sick.
我住在医院里面。
And I was in hospital.
魏弟兄和另外一位弟兄来看望我。
So Brother Wei and another brother came to visit me.
当他见面，就和我见面的时候。
When he saw me,
就他就拿出一个当时我们台湾的教会啊，在不平聚会里面挂的一个名条。
And he took out a name tag that we used as we in Taiwan at the church we went to, we had a name tag for a table meeting.
因为以前我们在台湾聚会的时候啊，凡是受浸的弟兄姊妹都发给他一个名条。
Because at that particular gathering, everyone who was baptized is given this name tag.
除了写上名字之外呢，上面有个印，这个印是用希腊字母来刻起来 ，In Christ， 在基督里。
And besides your name, there is also a seal that is written in Greek letters saying In Christ.
所以每一个受浸的弟兄姊妹呢，都会有这样一个名条。
So every brother and sisters that are baptized will have this name tag.
在不平聚会的时候呢，就挂在我们的胸前。
And you will hand this on your chest when during the table meeting.
那天魏弟兄来看我的时候，就把他的名条拿出来说，我是魏建章。
And he when he came to visit me, he took out his name tag. He says, "This is I am Wei Qianzhang."
所以这个动作啊，过了62年。我一直是记住没有忘记。
And even after 62 years, I still remember his gesture.
印象非常的深刻。
And it made a great impression in my heart.
那大概过了5年或者5、6年的时候呢，魏弟兄为什么结婚了？他们从基隆搬到台中教会服事。
And after 5 or 6 years, brother and sister Wei got married and they moved from Taichung to Jilong to serve in the ministry there. From Jilong to Taichung and served there.
那么我就住在台中的乡下。
And I live in the countryside of Taichung.
所以我经常会到台中去聚会。
So often I would go to the fellowship in Taichung and meet them.
那个时候呢，魏弟兄跟魏师母他们就在主的爱里面接待我。
And in the love of Christ, our brother and sister always received me.
我常常会在一个礼拜当中有1、2天就住在台中教会的会所里面。
And for 1 or 2 days of the week, I would go and live in the church building in Taichung.
魏弟兄为什么呢？他们招待我，各方面都是满了爱心。
And they received me in much love.
以后，大概再过5、6年呢，我已经出来全时间服侍主了。
And after another 5 or 6 years, I came out to serve the Lord full time.
我就从嘉义的教会。就是调到台中教会服事。
And I moved from the church in 嘉义 to the church in 台中。
那就我和魏弟兄呢，就正式成为魏弟兄的同工，和魏弟兄即是魏弟兄带领，和魏弟兄一同配搭服事，和魏弟兄的照顾。
That's when I became a co-worker, an official co-worker of Brother Wei, and to be led by him and to serve with him.
后来还有一些时间。也会与魏弟兄经常在一起。
And for the following few years, I'm always with Brother Wei.
在我这么多年跟魏弟兄在一起的里面的感觉。
So after all these years that I've been with him, there is a sense in my heart.
我觉得魏弟兄身上呢有一个为父的心。
I sense that there is a fatherly, a heart of a father in him.
刚才我们读的圣经说，做师父的，你们是做师父的，虽有一万，为父的却是不多。
And earlier the scripture we said you might have countless tutors, yet you will not have many fathers.
今天 在很多传道人中间做师父的很多。
Today among many preachers there are many teachers.
他真正能够像父亲一样来看过儿女的了不是很多。
But there are very few among them who are actual fathers who take care of their children.
但是我感觉到伟弟兄呢就是一个像伟父的这样一个弟兄。
But I feel Brother Wei is a father. He's a brother who is like a father.
伟弟兄给我很多的帮助。
And he has helped me greatly.
我稍微说几点呢我觉得第一点呢伟弟兄经常在组里边呢鼓励我扶持我。
I'll briefly mention a few and there was one, he's always encouraging me and supporting me in the Lord.
因为我的性格就比较内向。
Because I'm an introvert.
也比较胆怯。
And I'm not very daring.
我这个人不大善于讲话。
And I'm not great in speech.
所以我信主之后呢我也不大敢祷告也不大敢交通。
So after I became baptized, I don't really dare to pray out loud or to fellowship.
但是当我在聚会里面跟魏弟兄坐在一起的时候
But as I sit in the fellowship with Brother Wei
他就经常呢就是碰碰我呀
He's always propping me
你起来祷告你起来祷告
says, Rise up and pray
那么跟魏弟兄这么一鼓励呢我这个胆怯的人呢就稍微刚强一点
And with his encouragement me who is a little cowardice would have some strength to pray
啊，就刚在聚会里面祷告祷告了。
And then I start to have courage to pray.
有时候伟弟兄也鼓励我要做这个要做那个。
And sometimes he will encourage me to do this or to do that.
啊，就像那个时候我还没全时间。
And that's before I became a full-time minister.
当我到台中和伟弟兄有些交通一些服事的时候呢。
After I moved to Taichung and I have more fellowship with him.
伟弟兄呢就让我。在台中附近那个南投县南投镇呢那里一个小小的聚会让我去讲道去
and Brother Wei told me to go preach at this small church small fellowship in the county on the outside of Taichung
我想我这个人呢讲话也是讲不好的人一个很胆怯的人怎么去讲道呢
and I thought I'm not one with great courage and I don't speak very well how can I preach
但是为了一鼓励的话呢我里边呢就比较刚强一点
But with his encouragement I feel a little more strength in my heart
所以就这么训练我就鼓励我就扶持我
So gradually he trains me he supports me and he sustains me
就第二点呢我觉得魏弟兄啊他在意向上和道路上跟深深地坚固了我
And secondly I feel that in vision and in the way to follow the Lord
就让我在对主的意向和主的道路方面呢，能够更加确定。
And he has set a very sure foundation, a sure course in the vision of the Lord.
我也从别的年长同工里边也听到，也接受了这个关于意向的事，关于道路的事。
I have also received many teachings from other elder brothers and sisters regarding vision, regarding the way to follow the Lord.
但是呢，就不大确定。
But sometimes I'm not very sure.
因为还是有点模模糊糊的。
As if things are still a little foggy.
那么等到后来跟魏弟兄一同服侍，一同做同工之后。
But after I became a co-worker with Brother Wei.
那个时候在台中附近，还有丰原、彰化，还有丰原、彰化、松信新城。
And there are a few places around Taichung, Fengyuan, Zhanghua, and Songxing.
Songxing 新村.
Songxing 新村.
那三个地方呢就在教区.
And it's the suburbs of Taichung.
那么三个地方呢每个教会里面都有一位全时间的同工.
And there is a full-time worker in each one of that location.
所以我们差不多每一个月有一次呢就这三个地方的同工我们在台中魏弟兄跟我呢我们五个人经常一起啊每个月一次的聚集
So once a month the co-workers from these three locations and Brother Wei and I five of us will gather together
我们在一起读读圣经
We'll read Bible together
也交通十八个弟兄的书
And to fellowship we'll read some books from Brother Austin Sparks
就是讲一讲一些属灵的事
And to talk about some spiritual matters
所以魏弟兄就是我们呢是我在主里面呢 对于主的道路，对于主的意象呢，那个时候就确定下。
And through these fellowships, he gave me the certainty of the vision of the Christ. 我觉得一
直到现在，我都是从那个时候开始打下了根基。
Even until now, I live on the foundation that was laid from that time.
能够在主的道路上啊，能够走的一直有一个确定的目标往前去。
So that we can, as we follow the Lord on this way, we can have a certain goal.
那第三点呢，我觉得为弟兄在内在生命上以及舍己的功课上给我们有很好的榜样，也有很好的带领。
Thirdly, I feel that he has made led a great example as he lived out his inner life and his life on the cross.
为弟兄自己在这方面有很好的学习。
And he has learned great lessons himself.
然后带领我们的时候呢，也常常总是把我们带到这样的路上。
So as he leads us, he always leads us on the same path.
比方说啊，我在服事上常常会有自己的兴趣。
For example, when I'm serving, I always have my own interests.
有些服事是我喜欢做的。
There are some services that I like to do.
有些服事是我不喜欢做的。
But there are some other services I don't enjoy doing.
当然我是在拣选我喜欢的服事。
So of course, I will pick according to my preference.
那位弟兄呢，就会很严正的来批评我。
But Brother Wei will rebuke me very seriously.
他用严厉的话，你就是这个活在自己里面。
He will rebuke very seriously. You are living in yourself.
你是完全是属于自己的兴趣。
And you're picking according to your own preference.
所以我就一点呢，就是我就被带到光中啊，就看见自己的残缺。
And as he rebukes me in the light, I see my own weakness.
另外一方面呢，他也会在我在艰难的时候呢，会给我鼓励和扶持。
But on the other hand, in difficulties, he will encourage me and he will support me.
那个时候我们在台中教会啊，另外还有一位同工。
And there was another co-worker at that time in the church in 台中。
我跟他住在一个房间里面。
And he's my roommate.
那我们之间呢，有一点的，反正有一点的不是那么美好的感觉。
There was a little conflict between us.
那么那位同工有时候就发起脾气了，会特别是去给魏弟兄就大吼大叫。
And when that coworker is angry, he's always shouting in front of Brother Wei.
那魏弟兄知道我可能我受不了。
And Brother Wei knows that I cannot stand it.
魏弟兄就特别祝福我。
So he especially told me,
你可不要发脾气哦。
Don't rise in anger in front of him.
在最难受的时候。
Even in the most difficult times,
你不能发脾气哦。
You cannot be angry.
一定要好好的学习哦。
You must learn this lesson.
所以魏将这方面呢，就带领我在组里边呢，也学习一些舍己的功课。
So in these things, he lead me to learn some lessons about how to deny myself.
所以这个点点滴滴，都是叫我们在组里边呢，这学习了非常宝贵的功课。
So through all these small things, we learn many precious lessons in the Lord.
那如今，魏弟兄他离开我们而去。
Now that our brother Wei has passed down from us.
但是他的带领，他给我们的教训，给我们各方面的指点，都还是一直留在我们的心中。
But his leading, his lessons, his teaching, are still with us in our hearts.
魏弟兄的离去，对他个人来说，那真是好的无比。
His parting is very good for himself.
因为他是到主那里去靠近在主的怀中。
Because now he is with the Lord, reclining in his bosom.
并且去对主的荣耀的奖赏。
And he is waiting for the reward of the glory of the Lord.
但是对我们，特别是魏弟兄的家属，尤其是魏师母，还有我们众弟兄姊妹，都是一种相当哀伤和觉得有所失落。
For us, for his family, especially for Sister Wei, and for all the brothers and sisters, we do feel the sorrow and we feel the sense of loss.
我想这是都免不了的。
And I think it's inevitable.
因为就是我们最亲爱的亲人呢，即便他到另外一个国家去，另外一个城市去，我们都会依依不舍。
Because even our dearest family member, if they move to another country or another city, we will still feel that we miss them.
何况到了天上去，那更是叫我们依恋不舍。
Even more so when they go to heaven, we feel that we miss them very much.
但是当我们知道为弟兄是被逐接到他的荣耀的主的居住的所在去。
When we know that our brother is taken by the Lord to the glory of the Lord,
是要去得主的奖赏的。
And he's there to receive a reward.
那从这方面来说呢，那我们就会得到相当大的安慰。
Then our heart is much comforted.
所以无论是为什么，还有他们家里的人，我们众弟兄姊妹也不必太过分悲伤。
So for our sister Wei and for all the brothers and sisters, we don't have to mourn exceedingly.
我们只要遵守着魏弟兄以往带领所给我们的榜样，所给我们的教导，我们那个忠心服事一路往前去。
What we need is to follow the example that he has set, to follow the teaching and the lessons he has left behind, to follow the Lord on this straight course.
我想魏弟兄在主那边也会感觉到很的安慰，很的喜乐。
I know even our brother Wei will be much comforted when he's with the Lord.
到有一天为弟兄会站在天门旁边来迎接我们，一同进到荣耀里面去。
One day we'll see him waiting for us, welcoming us at the gates of heaven.
那是我们相聚一起要直到永远。
And he will welcome us into the Lord's glory and we'll be together forever.
这是我的为弟兄的离去一点的追思。
And these are some memorial that I have for our brother Wei.
那我们下面的信息呢，请弟兄姊妹，我们再来读《约翰福音》第六章。
And for the message today, let us begin by reading John chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章，我们从第一节读到第十四节。
John chapter 6, we'll read from verse 1 to 14.
这是以后耶稣渡过加利利海，就是提比利亚海，有许多人因为看见他在病人身上所行的神迹，就跟随他。
After these things, Jesus went away to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, where Tiberias. A large crowd followed him because they saw the signs which he was performing on those who were sick.
第五节，耶稣举目看见许多人来，就对腓力说，我们从哪里买饼叫这些人吃呢？
Verse 5. Therefore Jesus, lifting up his eyes and seeing that a large crowd was coming to him, said to Philip, where are we to buy bread so that these may eat?
他说这话是要试验腓力，他自己原知道要怎样行。
This he was saying to test him, for he himself knew what he was intending to do.
腓力回答说，就是20两银子的饼叫他们个人吃一点也是不够的。
And Philip answered him, 200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them, for everyone to receive a little.
有一个门徒，就是西门彼得兄弟安德烈，对耶稣说，在这里有一个孩童，带着五个大麦饼两条鱼，只分给这许多人，还算什么呢？
One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, there's a lad here who has five barley loaves and two fish, but what are these for so many people?
耶稣说，你们叫众人坐下，原来那地方的草多，众人就坐下，数目又有5000。
Jesus said, have the people sit down. Now there were much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000.
耶稣拿起饼来，祝谢了，就分给那坐着的人，分鱼也是这样，都随着他们所要。
Jesus then took the loaves, and having given thanks, he distributed to those who were seated, likewise also the fish, as much as they wanted.
他们吃饱了，耶稣对门徒说，把剩下的零食收拾起来，免得有糟蹋的。
When they were filled, he said to his disciples, gather up the leftover fragments so that nothing will be lost.
他们便将那五个大麦饼的零食，就是众人吃了剩下的，收拾起来，装满了12个篮子。
So they gathered them up and filled 12 baskets with fragments from 5 loaf, 5 barley loaves which were left over by those who
众人看见耶稣所行的神迹，就说这正是那要到来到世界来的先知。
Therefore, when the people saw the signs which he had performed, they said, "This is truly the prophet who is to come into the world."
我们还要读两段圣经。
We'll read two more scriptures.
我们读列王记上第十七章。
First one from 1 Kings chapter 17.
第十章，我们从第八节读到第十六节。
We'll read from verse 8 to verse 16.
耶和华的话临到他，就是以利亚，说你起身往西顿的撒拉法去，住在那里，我也吩咐那里的一个寡妇供养你。
Then the word of the Lord came to him, that is Elijah, saying, Arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and stay there. Behold, I have commanded the widow there to provide for you.
以利亚就起身往撒拉法去，到了城门，见一个寡妇在那里捡柴。以利亚夫叫他说，求你用器皿取点水来给我喝。
So that he arose and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, behold, a widow was there gathering sticks, and he called to her and said, Please give me a little water in a jar that I may drink.
他去取水的时候，以利亚又呼叫他说，也求你拿点饼来给我。
And as she was going to get it, he called to her and said, Please bring me a piece of bread in your hand.
他说，我指着永圣耶和华你的神起誓，我没有饼，坛内只有一把面，瓶里只有一点油。我现在找两根柴，回家要和儿子做饼，我们吃了死就死吧。
But she said, As the Lord your God lives, I have no bread, only a handful of flour in a bowl and a little oil in a jar. And behold, I'm gathering a few sticks that I may go in and prepare for me and my son that we may eat and die.
以利亚对他说，不要惧怕，可以照着你所说的去做吧，只要先为我做一个小饼拿来给我，然后为你和你儿子做饼。
Then Elijah said to her, Do not fear, go, do as you have said, but bring me a little bread cake from it first, and bring it out to me.
因为耶和华以色列的神如此说，团内的面必不减少，瓶里的油必不短缺，直到耶和华是与讲在地上的日子。
And afterward you may make one for yourself and for your son. For thus says the Lord God of Israel, The bowl of flour shall not be exhausted, nor shall the jar of oil be empty, until the day the Lord sends rain on the face of the earth.
妇人就照以利亚的话去行，她和她家中的人并以利亚吃了许多日子，团内的面锅不减少，瓶里的油也不短缺，正如耶和华借以利亚所说的话。
So she went and did according to the word of Elijah, and she and he and her household ate for many days. The bowl of the flour was not exhausted, nor did the jar of oil become empty, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke through Elijah.
好，再读一段啊，列王记下第四章。
One more scripture in 2 Kings chapter 4.
第四章第一节到第七节。
Chapter 4, verse 1 to 7.
有一个先知门徒的妻哀求伊丽莎说，你仆人我丈夫死了，他敬畏耶和华是你所知道的，现在又再出来要娶我两个儿子做奴仆。
Now a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets cried out to Elisha,Your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know your servant feared the Lord. Now the creditor has come to take my two children to be his slaves.
伊丽莎问他说，我可以为你做什么呢？你告诉我，你家里有什么？他说，婢女家中除了一瓶油之外，没有什么。
Elisha said to her, What shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in your house? And she said, Your maidservant has nothing in the house except the jar of oil.
伊丽莎说，你去向你众邻舍借空器皿，不要少借，回到家里关上门，你和你儿子在里面，将油倒在所有的器皿里，倒满了的放在一边。
Then he said, Go, borrow vessels at large for yourself from all your neighbors, even empty vessels. Do not get a few. And you shall go in and shut the door behind you and your sons, and pour out into all these vessels, and you shall set them aside what is full.
于是妇人离开伊利亚，离开伊丽莎去了，关上门，自己和儿子在里面。儿子把器皿拿来，他就倒油，器皿都满了。他的儿子说：“再给我拿器皿来。”儿子说：“再没有器皿了。”油就止住了。
So she went from him and shut the door behind her and her sons. They were bringing the vessels to her, and as she poured.When the vessels were full, she said to her son, Bring me another vessel. And he said to her, There is not another vessel more.
妇人却告 And the oil stopped. 妇人却告诉神人，神人说，你去卖油还债，说剩的，你和你儿子可以靠着度日。
Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, Go, sell the oil and pay your debt, and you and your sons can live on the rest.
我记得上一次，我在这里和弟兄姊妹讲到，神是那一位化咒诅为祝福的神。
I remember last time I was here and shared with you, God is the one who turns the curse into blessing.
今天早晨，我就要和弟兄姊妹来讲到，神是化有限为无限的神。
And this morning I want to share with you that our God is God who turns the limited to limitless.
刚才我们说的约翰福音第六章。主耶稣用五个饼两条鱼分给五千人吃饱的神迹。
Earlier we read about Jesus' miracle as he fed the 5,000.
这是弟兄姊妹大家都很熟悉的一段圣经。
We know these scriptures and the story very well.
在这个五饼二鱼的神迹的记载当中，就传给我们一个信息，就是让我们看见我们的主是化有限。
And the message behind the miracle of the five loaves and two fish is that our God is a God who turns limitless to limited to limitless.
这段圣经当中向我们启示出什么来呢?
And what does the scripture reveal to us?
就第一点呢，就我们看见外面的需要太大太大。
First of all, we need to see that there is great needs on the outside.
因为那一天在旷野给耶稣跟随耶稣在一起的人，除了妇女孩子，就有五千男人。
And on that day, in the wilderness, all those who had followed Jesus numbered to 5,000 men, besides women and children.
如果加上妇女孩子的话呢，可能就在有一两万之间。
And if you add in all the women and children, perhaps it will top 10,000 or 20,000.
所以主耶稣对门徒说：“你们给他们吃吧。”
So Jesus told the disciples, "You feed them."
这门徒看见那么多的群众。
And the disciples saw all the crowds.
我们所做呢，好像没有什么东西。
And they saw they have nothing in their hands.
怎么办？
And what can they do?
就是一个孩童带着五个饼两条鱼。
There's only one young boy who has five barley loaves and two fish.
很可能这个就是他母亲给这个孩童预备的午餐。
Perhaps it's the lunch that his mother packed for him.
最多一个人吃，或者最多两三个人吃。
And perhaps at most two or three people can eat.
那分给这么多人吃，那怎么办呢？
And how can you divide that little food to all these people?
但是当他们一把这个五饼二鱼交在主手中的时候啊，主就叫五千人或者一两万的人。通通都得到饱足。
But as they surrender the five loaves and two fish into the hands of the Lord can divide all the food and make everyone satisfied.
并且还丰盛有余。
And even that they have 12 baskets full of leftovers.
在这段记载的里头啊，就我们感觉到，今天我们身上也是这样。
And we have the same sense as we read the scriptures.
因为我们常常碰见外面的需要太大太大。
Because we often encounter great needs on the outside.
而我们个人的力量呢，这有限而又有限。
And our own strength is so limited.
但从我们生活上来说
，Not only from our own daily life.
你想想看啊，我们哪一个家庭呢，不感觉到自己手里的很有限
？And I don't know any family that do not feel that they are so limited in their resources.
哎呀，我们常常觉得要做的事情那么多，需要是那么大，但我们常常就没办法应付得上。
We often feel that we need so we have so many needs and we need to do so many things, but we have little resource.
有时候主让我们遭遇到生活上的艰难。
Sometimes the Lord causes us to go through difficulties.
我们今天所有的一点呢，根本就不够应用。
And the very little we have become even less.
就像前一段时间我们在纽约的时候。有一个弟兄的家里
just as a few months in recent days there was a brother in New York.
因为这个弟兄他已经没有工作已经好几年
he has already lost his job for many years.
他本来还有一点的积蓄
he had some saving.
但是等到他的儿子前两年要读大学的时候
but when his son was going to college.
他是要选上在宾州那个 Carnegie Mellon 那个一个很好的管电脑的大学去。
And he went to Carnegie Mellon in Pennsylvania.
但是呢，学费非常贵。
But the tuition was very high.
所以呢，这个弟兄怎么家中呢？到这个去很为难。
So this brother felt very difficult.
假设他本来盼望能够拿到这个奖学金或者什么的话呢，他还可以。
He was hoping that his son will receive some financial aid.
但是因为某一种原因呢，也没有拿到多少奖学金。
But there was not much financial aid or scholarship.
就处在这样的情形当中，你想想，怎么能够应付那么大那么大的需要
？So in this situation, how can he meet all the needs?
这个是我们弟兄姊妹家中经常会碰到一些事情。
And the same situation perhaps are always happening in brothers and sisters' homes.
那么第二方面呢，我们感觉到我们这个人生啊，有我们自己很大的计划。
And secondly, we feel that we have our own plans for our lives.
我们为我们自己的前途有很理想的打算。
And we have great plans and for our future.
比方有的人，我们盼望我们的儿女能够进到常春藤大学去。
Many of us hope our kids will go to Ivy League schools.
或者我的目标要成为一个将来的名医。
Or our goal is to be a great doctor.
或者我盼望我的事业能够，怎样怎样的兴旺。
Or perhaps our career will take off and become prosperous.
但是常常感觉我们自己啊就力不从心。
So often we feel that our strength is little.
所以摆在我前面的那个前途，我的远就是很理想、很大的一个抱负。
We have a great plan and great agenda for our future, but our strength is little.
常常感觉自己能力各方面都很有限，都够不上去。
Our power, our ability is very limited.
再说说我们的侍奉。
And even to talk about our service.
我们跟随主，我们在教会当中服侍啊，要碰到外面的需要好大好大的。
As we follow the Lord, as we serve in the church, there is so much need.
就像最近我回到温哥华教会。
As recently I went back to the church in Vancouver.
我们就在上一个礼拜啊。那个我们一个福音营
Last week we had a gospel camp
结果这个福音报名的人数啊福音朋友就120多位
And there was over 120 gospel friend that registered
那么那服侍的人数呢也觉得还不够
And we felt that we didn't have enough people that to serve
面对着这个一两百人啊这个聚会常常觉得我们能够正式帮助他们呢实在是觉得很有限很有限
And we feelfacing these 100, 200 people, we can help them very little.
所以当时呢，这个门徒感觉到这个一两万人聚集那里，你要叫我们分东西给他们吃，我们在哪里去买这个那么多的饼来叫他们得到饱足呢
？So you can see the disciples as they face 10,000 or 20,000 people, they say, "Where can we buy bread to feed them all?"
因为我们所有的啦，常常连自己都觉得不够。
Because sometimes we don't even have enough for ourselves.
比方说，我们服侍主，我们的时间很有限。
For example, as we serve the Lord, we feel that our time is very limited.
因为我们每一个人都要上班。
Because we only need to go to work.
还有家里有几个孩子。
And we have a few children at home.
所以我们要应付上班、工作、应付家庭的需要。能够拿出来服侍主的时间真是很有限，很有限。
If you need to take care of your career, you need to take care of your family and children, the time you have to serve the Lord is very limited.
并且我们的爱心也很有限。
And our love is very limited.
像我的话呢，我常常觉得，要是一两个人找我，我跟他谈谈，帮助帮助他还可以。
And I always feel if one or two come to talk to me, then I can really serve them and talk to them.
要是最多的人来找我的话，我就觉得我的时间就不够用。
If more comes in numbers, then I feel I don't have enough time for them.
并且我的爱心也不够用。
And my love is not enough.
因为我的爱心也是常常是就是，有的人我能够帮助他，有的人我就不大愿意帮助。
And sometimes I love someone, I feel that I can help them, but there are people that I don't feel that I can love.
我们的能力也有限。
Our abilities are also limited. And our wisdom is limited.
虽然我很愿意为主摆上。
Even though we want to offer ourselves to the Lord.
就像彼得一样吧。主啊，你无论到哪里去啊，我都要跟从你的。
Just as Peter said, wherever you go, Lord, I will follow you.
就是死，我也跟从你一同去死。
Even unto death, I will go die with you.
但是呢，实际上我的能力有没有啊？
But do we have the ability to do so?
碰到某一个环境啊，我们更并且更不上去。
When circumstances arise, we cannot follow on.
所以无论是能力，无论我们的智慧，无论我们的时间，无论我们的钱财。
So our abilities, our wisdom, our time, or our wealth.
我们各方面呢都是很有限，很有限。
We all have very limited resources.
那怎么办呢？
Then what can we do?
感谢主啊，主让我们来看见。他是一位把有限化为无限的主。
Because we can thank the Lord because He is the one who turns the limited to limitless.
这个时候主耶稣来了。
And at this time Jesus came.
你们把饼拿过来给我。
He says, "Come and bring me the bread."
结果主一祝福一拨开之后啊。
As the Lord blessed it and broke it.
这么有限的一点点啊，就变成无限的广。
And this very limited amount of bread became limitless supply. So do we know our God is without limit? He is infinite.
你说主耶稣一个名字啊。
And he has a name.
就是我就是。
He says, I am the great I am.
我是。
I am.
我是生命。
I am life.
我是道路。
I am the way.
我是真理。
I am the truth.
我是生命的饼。
I am the bread of life.
我是生命的光。
I'm the life, light of life.
他是暗中之光。
He is the light in darkness.
他是忧中之乐。
He is the joy in sorrow.
当我们患难的时候，他是山寨，他是磐石。
In our difficulty, he is our high tower. He is our fortress.
当我们软弱的时候，他是能力。
In our weakness, he is our power.
当我们忧愁的时候呢，他是喜乐。
In our sorrow and grief, he is our joy.
所以你知道什么叫做我是啊？
What does it mean that he is the I am?
啊，这个旧约圣经里面耶和华呀，有人告诉我们耶和华三个音节。
And people told us in the Old Testament, the Lord Jehovah has three syllables.
可以代表啊，这位神他就是我就是。
It represents the Lord saying that he is the I am.
他过去是。
And in the past tense.
现在是。
And in the present tense,
将来还是是
and also in the future tense,
永远是是
he it always is.
那就是你缺少什么，他就是什么。
Whatever you need, he is the one that supplies.
这个名字多丰富啊！
What a fullness in his name.
你看看呢啊，先讲到我们主耶稣基督的生命是个无限的生命。
First, he talks about his life is a life that is infinite.
希伯来书第七章讲到我们的主耶稣啊。他是无生之始开始，无命之终。
In Hebrew it says his life had no beginning and has no end.
他的生命就不像我们一样。
And his life is not like ours.
我们人的生命是很有限。
Our life is very limited.
我是哪一年哪一月哪一日生。
I know exactly which year, which month and on which day that I was born.
在哪一年哪一月哪一日去世
？And one day on a certain day and time, I will die.
啊，主耶稣呢？他有个无穷生命的大能。
But our Lord Jesus, he has the power of a limitless life.
他没有生的开始的。
He has no beginning in his life.
他也没有命的终结的。
And his life will have no end.
啊，这叫做主耶稣的生命是无限丰富的生命。
So his life is infinite.
还有主耶稣的能力是无限。
And his power is infinite.
你看 我们碰见一点病痛，碰见一点软弱，我们就受不了了。
And whenever a little sickness, a little weakness come to find us, we cannot bear it anymore.
主耶稣就经过死亡的权势之下，他都能够把死亡的门户打开。
But the Lord Jesus, even as he entered into the gates and power of death, he can open the gates of Hades.
他的无穷的生命就把死亡的权势都吞灭掉了。
And his life is so infinite in power, and he can swallow death in life.
我曾经听见一个弟兄啊，他对我这么说。
And there was a brother who told me this.
他说啊，我不敢向主耶稣太多的祷告。
He says, I don't dare to pray to Jesus too much.
因为你知道主耶稣多忙啊。
Because he's so busy.
这个世界上有多少的基督徒？
Just imagine how many Christians are there in this world.
中国有那么多基督徒，美国有那么基督徒，这个英国有那么多基督徒，全世界不是那么多的基督徒啊。
There's so many Christians in China, in America, in England, all over the world.
各个去祷告主耶稣的话，你想他老人家怎么受得了啊？
If everyone is praying to Jesus, and how can he take up so much? He'll be so busy.
所以我呢，就是去主耶稣想一想呢，就让他不要太劳累了，所以我不敢多祷告。
So he said, I'm very considerate. I don't want to overload him with work, so I don't pray too much.
他已经够忙的了，我何必再去麻烦他呢？
He said he's too busy. I don't want to bother him.
所以许多事情还是我自己来解决吧。
So whatever problem I have, I'll solve it myself.
你真是把主耶稣小看了呀。
I say you belittle our Lord Jesus.
你以为主耶稣像你像我一样啊？
Do you think our Lord Jesus is like you and me?
我这个人是真是很有限。
I know I am very limited.
你们找几个人来帮我？假设有十个人来找我要帮助的，我已经应付不了了。
One or two people ask me for help, I can handle.
三四个已经受不了了。
10 people or 30 people come to me, then I'm overloaded.
那主耶稣是谁啊？
But who is the Lord Jesus?
主耶稣他能力是无限广大的。
He is infinite in power.
你这千千万万人在同一个时间里面来到主的跟前。足足能够应付足足有余啊。
And tens of thousands or millions of people can come before the Lord at the same time and he can handle everyone.
还有呢，主的爱心也是有限。
And,
不是，主的爱心也是无限。
And his love is also limitless.
因为我们的爱心是很有限，刚才我讲了很有限啊。
Earlier I mentioned myself, my love is very limited.
你比方说啊，假如彼得是我的门徒啊。
For example, if Peter is my disciple.
我就受不了。
Then I can't handle him.
哎呀，天天这个。真是那么好强的一个人。
And I can't stand him because he's so strong and stubborn every day.
并且呢，他明明前几天说过，主啊，我无论到哪里去，我都要跟随你的。
And you clearly have said 2 days ago that you were going to follow me wherever I go.
就是你死，我要跟着你一同去死的。
Even if you would die, I will go and die with you.
结果当我在大祭司院子里面受人审判的时候啊，你就躲得远远的。
But see, I'm here being judged by the high priest in his court.
人家问你是不是跟随耶稣的、啊、
And when people ask you if you are a follower of me,
他说我不认识耶稣，不认识。
He says, I do not know him. I do not know him.
那我站在旁边听见。
And I have heard it.
这个门徒。
What kind of disciple are you?
他竟然在这个侍女跟前三次否认我。
And before a servant girl, you have denied me 3 times.
我真懊悔收你做门徒。
And I even regret to accept you as a disciple.
从今以后，我再也不要见到你。
I don't want to see you anymore.
是吧？假设我们看见哪一个弟兄、哪一个姊妹做一些对不起我的事情，我以后再也不能跟你交通了。
If I see any brother and sister here that will offend me, then I will have a fellowship with you no longer.
主耶稣像我们一样吗
？Is the Lord like us?
在主耶稣当彼得三次否认他之后。
When Peter denied the Lord 3 times,
主耶稣复活之后啊，他第一个就去找彼得去。
And as soon as he resurrected out of the grave, he sought out Peter first.
他特别的那什么说，你去告诉我的门徒和彼得，特别注意彼得。
He is especially told, "Go find my disciples and Peter." He especially mentioned Peter.
当彼得那一天带着几个弟兄一同到海边去打鱼的时候
，And when Peter took a few brothers to go fishing again.
他们打了整夜了，一条鱼都没有。
And they fished all night. They haven't caught a thing.
我是主耶稣的话，你活该。
If I were Lord Jesus, I say, well, you deserved it.
谁叫你否认我的
？You're the one who denied me first.
所以现在你看看嘛，你就倒霉了吧
？So see, now you brought you
这个就是
上帝的报应。This is all for good cause.
主耶稣怎么说
？But what did the Lord say?
你们照着我所指示你们去撒网去。
Follow my command and cast out your net.
这个网里满了大鱼，一共一百五十三条。
And there was 153 fish, big fish in the net.
这些预备岸上呢，有鱼，有饼，有炭火。
And when they got to shore, they saw Jesus already prepared for them a fish and bread and fire. So as they ate with the Lord Jesus, the Lord Jesus talked to Peter specifically. Peter, Simon, do you love me more than these? Then tend my sheep.
三次说你牧养我，喂养我的羊，喂养我的小羊。
Three times he said, "Shepherd my sheep, tend my lamb."
你看看呢、啊，这是我，你这样，你这个人这么靠不住啊！哦，我还能够把我的羊托付给你吗
？If I were the Lord Jesus, I would say, "You are so untrustworthy. How can I entrust my sheep to you?"
我宁可托给约翰，我不要托给你这个
Peter。I would give my sheep to John, but not you, Peter.
那主耶稣呢？虽然彼得这么三次否认他。直到复活之后啊，不但去寻找他，还把这么重大的事托付给彼得。
And for the Lord Jesus, even though Peter denied him three times after he resurrected, not only he sought Peter out himself, but he even entrusted to Peter such a great commission.
主耶稣的爱不像我们一样，无边的爱。
The love of the Lord Jesus is not like ours.
无限量的爱。
It is limitless. It's infinite.
这就主耶稣基督各方面看见了，他是无限丰满的主。
And in whichever angle you see the Lord Jesus, He's infinite.
所以刚才我们唱的诗歌，哦，他丰满，我不能言呐。
Just as the song we just sang, His fullness that I cannot tell.
主耶稣的丰富啊，这实在是不是我们这么三言两语能够讲得完全。
And the fullness of the Lord cannot be told by few simple words.
那我们现在呢，就要来看一看主耶稣如何。把我们从有限带到无限去。
So we want to see how the Lord can bring us from limited condition to limitless.
这就是要讲到主在我们身上所做的工作。
And this is to see His work in us.
我觉得第一点，主把我们有限的生命连接到他那个无限的生命里边。
The first work He does is to connect us, our limited life, to His life that is limitless.
我们这个人的生命呢，都是很短暂、很有限。
Because our life is very short, very limited.
人生的年日不过是七十岁。
And the length of man's days are nothing but 70 years.
若是强壮，可以到八十岁。
If anyone is strong, he can live to 80.
那今天能够活到一百岁，也有人活到一百岁或者一百零几岁。
And today there are few that will live to 100 or even past 100.
那不管怎么样呢，就算一百零几岁又怎么样，也是。
But even if you live over 100 years old, it's only a few short years.
所以我常常想啊，你看，我记得我年轻做少年的时候，好像就是昨天的事情一样。
And sometimes I look back, I see in the days of my youth seems like yesterday.
我常常听见那些大哥哥大姐姐来叫我，哎，小弟弟啊，小弟弟啊，你来吧。
I still hear the people older than me telling us, little brother, come over here.
现在一下子就变成老伯伯、老爷爷。
And suddenly I'm a grandpa.
这个变化真是太快了。
The change is so fast.
我们人生太有限。
Our days are so limited.
感谢赞美主耶稣。
By praise and thank the Lord
Jesus. 当我们信主那一天，圣灵来做工。
On the day that we believe the Lord accepted Him, the Holy Spirit is working in us.
圣灵把主耶稣基督开启在我们的心灵里。
He revealed the Lord Jesus into our heart.
让我们看见这位神的儿子耶稣基督。
So that we can see the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
我们就把我们的心门向着耶稣打开。
And we open our heart's gates to Him.
就当我们那一刻。当我们把主耶稣接受到我们的心灵里边来的时候
，Even at that very moment as we receive Jesus into our hearts，
圣灵就把我们这个有限的生命呢，就接上了主耶稣那个无限的生命了。
The Holy Spirit tethers our limited life to the life of Jesus that is infinite.
所以主耶稣那个无穷的生命呢，就已经进到我们里边来了。
So His infinite life enters into us.
所以弟兄姊妹，你知不知道现在你这个有限的人？你就和无限的主啊，就连接在一起了。
So do you know your life that is so limited is already connected to the life of Jesus.
所以从那天开始，我们的人生不再是有限的了。
So on that very day, your life is no longer limited.
我们是进到无限里去了。
You have entered into the infinite.
所以基督徒，我们是不怕死亡的。
As Christians, we're not afraid of death.
因为我们看见死，这不过是跨过一个门槛。
Because to us, death is nothing but a small gate. We cross through the threshold into the infinite.
我们要为着这件事情来感谢神。
And for this, we need to praise the Lord.
让我们这个有限的人已经和无限的主连接在一起。
So we are, us finite, so limited people can be connected to the infinite Lord.
那么第二点呢，我们在这我们的生活上，主怎么样让我们在需要上啊？来经历主的无限。
And secondly, in our daily life, how can we experience His limitless power?
我们刚才读到以利亚的一个故事。
Earlier, we read the story about Elijah.
他到撒勒法去。
He went to Zarephath. And to a widow in Zarephath.
那么这个撒勒法的寡妇呢，她是很穷苦，很穷苦的。
And this is a widow that is very, very poor.
因为她家里所有的了，坛内只有一把面。
She had nothing but a little flour in the bowl.
油瓶里面只有一点油。
And a little oil in the jar.
所以当以利亚对她说，请你给我做一个饼来。
So when Elijah told her, make a little bread cake for me.
你想想，假设我是以利亚的话，我怎么好意思开这个口？
And if I were Elijah, how do I even dare to ask her of this, make this request to her?
人家也不是财主什么大户，人家。人家是个穷寡妇的。
She's not a rich man. She's a poor widow.
家里只有那么一点点的油，只有那么一点点的面。
And she only has a little flour and little oil.
你说你给我做一个饼来给我吃。
And you tell her to make a little bread for you.
你好意思开口吗？
Aren't you going to be embarrassed to even ask?
你还只能开口了呢。
How can you open your mouth to make a request?
哎呀，这个寡妇说，你给我开玩笑吧。
But the widow says, are you kidding me?
我家里就这么一把面，就这么一点油啊！我只准备做两个饼呢，我给我儿子吃了就准备死的了。
All I have is a little flour, little oil. I'm going to make one bread for me and my son, and we're going to eat and die.
你居然叫我做一个饼献给你吃
？And you ask me to give you a bread first?
但这个寡妇呢，也是个很爱主的人。
But the widow loves the Lord.
所以好吧。
So she says, okay.
先知居然说做一个饼给他吃吗？
Fine, since you asked for bread, then I will feed you first. If I starve to death, then I starve to death.
以利亚说，只要你先给我一个饼做给我吃，你团内的面必不减少，你瓶里的油也不短缺。
But Elijah said, if you make me a bread first, then the flour shall not be exhausted, nor the jar of oil be empty.
那么这个寡妇姊妹呢，果然就走了。
So the widow did according to Elijah's words.
他把一把面，那点油就调一调，做成饼给以利亚吃。
She used a little flour mixed with oil and gave it to Elijah.
结果第二天呢，还是有一把面，还是有一点油。
And amazingly, the next day, she still has a little flour and little oil.
一直每一天每一天呢，就是次数就不减少。
And day after day, her flour was never exhausted.
这个就是主啊。就把他的有限的一点就化为无限。
And you see how the Lord has turned her limited supply into a limitless supply.
经过多少日子，这个团内的面总不觉短缺少，瓶内的油也不短缺。
After many many days, the flour in the jar was never exhausted.
这就是
oil was never empty.
在我们生活当中，有无穷生命的供应啊。
And you see the limitless supply of the Lord in our life.
所以我们刚才都比较唱的诗歌啊，缺乏知识他是预备。
And as we said, he is our supply in need.
他也是无穷喜乐的原因。
And he is our joy, endless joy.
所以当我们正是肯把我们有限的一点献在主手中的时候、
And so as if we can surrender or offer.The very limited supply that we have in our hands.
你看我们的主啊，他就把我们的有限就化作无限。
We will see, we'll watch the Lord turn our limited supply into limitless.
我想你们 都听见过穆勒弟兄的故事。
I think you have all heard the testimony of Brother Muller.
我们也读过他的传记。
You have all read his biography.
你知道穆勒弟兄，他就凭着他什么都没有，他居然能够设立几个孤儿院，照顾上万的基督，上万的孤儿。
Brother George Muller, he had nothing, but for the very little that he had, he can establish a few orphanages and took care of tens of thousands of orphans.
在我们人的想法怎么可能呢？
In our own calculation, how can this ever be?
你想我自己又不够一点这个钱，其实家里都不够用的。
Even for the little money that we have, it's not even enough for our own household.
家里就是钱已经不够用的。
And it's not even enough for ourselves.
还是照顾那些孤儿。
And how can you take care of all these orphans?
还要服侍许多的福音朋友。
And you need to serve all the gospel.
还要为着主为着教会摆上很多。
And you need to offer much for the church.
哪里可能呢？
How is that possible?
这穆勒弟兄从他的见证里边就看见了，神正是把有限的就化作无限。
From the testimony of Brother Muller, you can see how the Lord has turned the limited to limitless.
我们再来看，第三方面呢，从我们服事方面，怎样来经历主的无限。
And thirdly, we need to see how we can experience His infinite power in our service.
我们来看看那个伊丽莎的故事。
And we see the story of Elisha.
那个时候，一个先知门徒的妻。
There was the wife of a disciple of the prophet,
哀求伊丽莎说,
and she cried out to Elisha,
说你仆人我丈夫死了,
your servant my husband is dead,
因为耶和华是你所知道,
and you know that he feared the Lord,
现在又债主来,
now the creditor has come,
要娶我两个儿子做奴仆,
and they are going to take my two children as his slave.
那等这个姊妹啊已经到了山穷水尽的地步,
and the sister has run to the very end,
她丈夫死了没有依靠了。
And her husband is dead. There is no support.
所以债欠了一大堆的债。
And they have accumulated much debt.
还也还不出来。
And they have nothing to pay off the debt.
现在债主来讨债了。
Now the creditor has come.
你还不出来的话，把你两个儿子带去做奴仆去。
If you can't pay off your debt, then he was going to take the two children as slaves.
哎呀，这个真是怎么办呢？
And what can she do?
那么伊丽莎就问他说。
And Elisha asked her,
你家里有什么?
What do you have in your house?
这个姊妹说, 家里只有一瓶油。
The sister said, I only have a jar of oil.
伊丽莎说, 你去向你的灵蛇借空气命。
And so Elisha told her, go borrow vessels from your neighbors.
然后就把这瓶油呢就倒在空气命里头。
Even empty vessels. Now, and then you can pour your oil into these vessels.
你无论借多少空气命,
no matter how many vessels you bring in,
你把这瓶油一直倒，一直倒，一直倒,
continue to pour out your oil.
就倒得不完了,
and the oil will not be exhausted.
这又是把有限化作无限。
So again, you see, he has turned the limited to limitless.
你知道今天我们在服事上啊也常常感觉到力不从心。
You see, in our service today, we always feel that we have too little strength.
我们亏欠了很多很多。
We feel that we have shortchanged many, many.
我常常感觉到很亏欠主。
I always feel that I have shortchanged the Lord.
我也常感觉到很亏欠教会。
I felt that I have fallen short and shortchanged the church.
我也感觉到很亏欠许多福音朋友。
And even many gospel friends.
我也就感觉到很亏欠很多的弟兄姊妹。
I felt that I've shortchanged many brothers and sisters.
因为我的爱心、我的能力、我的智慧、我的实践，各方面都是很有限。
Because my love, my power, my wisdom, my time is so limited.
所以我想要好好服侍，就是没办法服侍得好。
Even if I want to serve the Lord, I can't serve Him very well.
我真是好好尽力爱主、跟随主、好好的学习功课。他就是在主面前还是买了很多的亏欠。
I want to love the Lord with my full heart to learn many lessons before Him.
哎呀，
但 I still fall very short.
到个地步，真是觉得哎呀，真是很穷苦，很难过的。
To a certain point, I feel that I'm so poor.
这个是伊丽莎叫他看见，你家里有什么
？Here, Elisha asked her, "Tell me, what do you have in your house?"
有一瓶油。
She says, "I have nothing but a jar of oil."
这是一个重要的关键。
And this is very important.
伊丽莎第一点呢，叫她看见了，
Elisha calls her to see when you feel that there is nothing left. When you felt that you have shortchanged so many. When you felt that you have gone completely empty. And there are many Christians felt that they have become a failure. The Lord will open your eyes to see, even if you feel that you're so poor, there is still a jar of oil inside of you.
这瓶油就是住在我们里边的圣灵。
And this oil is the Holy Spirit that dwells within you.
就是刚才我讲到, 当我们信主的时候,
As I mentioned, when we believe the Lord,
圣灵在我们心门口敲门,
the Holy Spirit knocked on our heart's gate.
当我们一接受主耶稣做救主,
As we open up our heart's gate and receive the Lord Jesus,
进到我们的里边了,
our Holy Spirit comes in and dwells within us.
就住在我们的里边,
He lives in us.
从那个时候开始啊, 这圣灵就不离开我们,
and even from that moment on, He has never left
一直在我们里边,
He has never left us.
不管你这个基督徒, 是一个很爱主,
Either you're a Christian that loves the Lord or you don't love the Lord. You still have a jar of oil. Even the poorest brother. Even the weakest brother.
昨天刚刚信主的弟兄姊妹,
even the brother that was just believed yesterday.
或者这个最幼小却是信主的弟兄姊妹,
or even the youngest brother and sister. They all have this jar of oil in them. Before when we were in Taiwan, there was an elderly sister.
她来给我们这些聚会的时候呢，常常有弟兄姊妹就请教她。
And when she was gathering with us, many brothers and sisters will go and ask questions.
弟兄姊妹都把我们的难处告诉她。
And they will tell her of their difficulties.
哎呀，我家里这样这样这样这样这样的难处什么？
They say, oh, it is so difficult. I have this problem at home.
或者我这属灵上怎样怎样怎样怎样软弱，我的难处很多。
Or I have this weakness in this in my spiritual life. I have much difficulty.
这老姊妹每一次回到弟兄姊妹就问。 你得救了没有啊?
And sister will always ask the same question first. Are you a believer? And she's always asking, have you the salvation? I'm always confused because these people are asking spiritual questions. Of course they have been saved. Our elder sister will always ask, well, if you know that you are saved, then do you know you have the Holy Spirit that dwells within you? She will always bring brothers and sisters to see that there is a Lord, there is the Holy Spirit that dwells within us. And that will be the starting point. If you know the Holy Spirit that dwells in you, then what do you have to fear? And if you know that there is a jar of oil in you,
现在你要做一件事情啊,
then there is one thing that you need to do.
去向灵蛇借空气命,
go ask and borrow empty vessels from your neighbors.
借空气命来啊, 就是把油倒在这个空气命,
and pour out your oil into these empty vessels.
你知道什么叫做借空气命?
Do you know what it means to borrow empty vessels?
就是倒空我们自己的功课。
That is to pour out yourself.
一个人要倒空自己怎么倒空?
How can you pour out yourself if you want
to?
Then you need to borrow from your neighbors.
谁是灵舍啊?
Who are your neighbors?
灵舍就是我们最接近的人。
Your neighbors are the people that live the closest to you.
就是我们身边,
that are closest to you.
身边最靠近我们的人。
The people that are closest to you in your life.
可能是你的配偶。
Perhaps it could be your spouse.
可能是你的儿女。
Could be your children.
可能是教会里面。
Could be your brother or sister that is very close to you at church.
你要知道哦, 我们人啊, 最不容易相处的就是我们身边的人。
And you know you will have the hardest time dealing with the people that are closest to you.
我们跟远处的弟兄姊妹啊, 都不大会有难处的。
And you will have no problem with people that live afar from you.
所以我们常常讲, 哎呀, 我们这台湾的教会弟兄姊妹多么好啊,
So you can always look back to see, oh, how great are these brothers and sisters that live in Taiwan.
或者说在上海的教会弟兄姊妹这么好啊，多么好啊！
Or remember the fellowship in Shanghai, how great were the brothers and sisters there?
就是本地，哎呀，这些弟兄姊妹，却叫人受不了。But
the brothers and sisters at this locality, it's tough to deal with.
就我们家里的配偶啊，儿女啊，这些人。
And even closest to us are the our spouse or our children at home.
那也许是公公婆婆，也是媳妇女婿。
Or our father and our parents-in-law or our sons and daughter-in-law.
因为最发生难，最会发生问题，最有难处的就是在身边的。
Because all the problem occurs with the people right around you.
所以一个弟兄说啊，我自从不聚会之后啊，回到家里边呢，现在家里自己都是一祷告，一点难处都没有。
And so one brother told me, I stopped going to the meetings and I go home and pray by myself, and I have no problem with anyone.
是吗？当然，你现在不聚会了，不和弟兄配搭了，当然没有什么难处。
Well, I say, of course, now you don't meet with anyone. Of course, you don't have any problem with anyone.
所以主耶稣说呢，要像灵蛇，就靠最近的、最靠近的人啊，你要来接空。
So the Lord Jesus says, you need to go borrow vessels, empty vessels from your neighbors, the people that are closest to you.
我的姊妹呢，就常常讲我。
And our sister, my wife is always talking about.
你现在讲到讲的太长了。
And she's always telling me your sermon is too long.
你讲到讲的哪一点不合适
？Your sermon is not good here or there.
我这个人也是很骄傲了。And, 你懂得什么呀
？And of course, I'm very prideful, and I always tell her, "What do you know?"
讲过后，哎，觉得有亏欠。
But then after I say, I feel that I've wronged her.
怎么可以这样子呢
How can I say such things to her?
为什么不能够谦卑地接受呢
How can I, why couldn't I just humbly accept her critiques? So I felt that I've shortchanged her.
但我也不太愿意听到弟兄姊妹对我的批评
But I don't want to hear any rebukes or criticisms.
弟兄姊妹批评我怎么样怎么样怎么样
If anyone tells me that I'm wrong here or there,
我心中就很难过
then I feel very sad.
所以于是我就跟魏弟兄交通了
So there was one time I shared with Brother Wei.
我说某人啊，他一直讲我，讲我在背后讲我，当面讲我。
I told him there is this person who's always talking bad about me behind my back for many years.
魏军说你要感谢赞美主。
So our brother Wei told me, thank and praise the Lord.
因为啊，别人都是不敢当面跟你讲。
Because people are afraid to tell you in your face.
不是你没有问题。
It is not because you have no problem.
是藏在他的里头不讲就是。
But because they're hiding their criticisms.
能够有人当面跟你指责，当面提出你的难处来。
If there's anyone that's willing to tell you in your face.
真是你要感谢赞美主，因为这是主叫你学功课的事。
And you truly need to thank and praise the Lord because He's teaching you a lesson.
所以我听一句话就把我点醒了。
And one word from him woke me up.
弟兄姊妹讲我的难处啊，是对我有益处的。
So all the criticism from brothers and sisters are benefits to me.
罗马书第八章不是讲吗
？Didn't Romans chapter 8 say the same?
神叫万事互相效力。
The Lord will cause all things to work together for the good.
叫爱神的人得益处。
For the good of those who love him.
这个万事就是这些事情啊。
So what are all things? These are.Included in the old things.
无论是你的太太
my wife that's been with me for 50, 60 years.
你说碰见配搭在一起的一些弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters that's been serving with me for 50, 60 years.
就我们在服事当中发生的摩擦
And there were conflicts in our service.
都是叫我倒空自己的时候
And every opportunity is one that I can learn to empty
myself. 你平常祷告说主啊，我愿倒空啊，我愿你把我倒空，将我倒空，将我剥夺。
We all like to pray the same prayer. Lord, may you pour me out. May you
充满我，充满我，将我倒空，将我剥夺，求主圣灵充满我。
Fill me now, fill me now. Pour, help me pour myself out.
这个倒空怎么倒空啊？
How can you pour yourself out?
假设一件事情都没有发生，那你怎么倒空啊
？If nothing happens to you, then how can you pour yourself out?
这个倒空就在这些事情发生的时候啊，你正好是给你上一课，你就来倒空。
And when these problems occur, that's when you can learn the lesson to be emptied.
所以他叫我们呢，向灵蛇去借空气。
So Elisha told her to borrow empty vessels from her neighbors.
就在向你旁边。在身边靠近最近的常常发生摩擦的人学习了倒空自己
even around the people that are closest to you to learn how to empty yourself
就真当我们这么肯在主面前服下来
if we're willing to submit before the Lord
主啊这件事情实在是对我有益处的
then you
我过去不认识
truly see that these things are for your good for your benefit even though we did not know it before
主啊，感谢你，这是你的大能的手，安排这些人事物，来让我倒空我自己。
And you will thank the Lord that this is the mighty hand of the Lord divinely arranging these things so that I can be empty.
服下来的时候
when we are able to submit ourselves before the Lord,
承认自己的软弱,
to admit our own weaknesses.
Oh, 主，求主借着十字架，就在这件事情上来破碎我，来剥夺我，来倒空我。
And you will pray through the cross of the Lord on these matters. May you empty me, break me.
结果呢，就在这样，当我服下来的时候，我发觉就在服事上都能够往上一层。
And that's every time if I can submit myself before the Lord, I realize in my service I can go one step further. And because the fullness of the Lord will increase in me. As many empty vessels you can borrow, that's how many times you can pour out your oil.
你在多少你身边的人，你在那里好好的学习倒空自己，你的生命就因此而增加多少的丰富。
If you can learn the lesson from everyone around you, then you can learn the lesson of emptiness.
所以我们在服
事 receive the fullness of life.
我们在服事上怎样能够在主里面长进？
If we want to grow up and be mature in our service,
我们怎样在主面前能够刚强起来？
If we want to be strong and courageous before the Lord,
就是借着我们这样倒空自己，倒空自己。
It is through the pouring out of ourselves, pouring out of the oil inside of us, so that we can press on forward.
这三段圣经之后,
so after I mentioned these three scriptures,
那最后我把它总结一下,
I want to conclude.
我们呢就来讲到从有限到无限的几个秘诀,
and there are a few secrets to bring us from limited to limitless.
也几个步骤了,
and there are a few steps.
就第一点,
first of all,
要把我们这个有限的交给主。
We need to give our limited life into the hand of the Lord.
因为主说，拿过来给我。
Because the Lord says, bring it to me.
这个无饼二鱼啊，虽然很少一点点。
Five loaves, two fish is not very much.
主耶稣说，交给我。
But the Lord says, bring it to me.
所以当我肯把我有限的时间摆在主的手中，
If you're willing to place your limited time into the hand of the Lord,
把我有限一点的力量摆在主的手中，
If you're willing to place your limited strength in the hand of the Lord,
把我有限的一点点的物质钱财物摆在主的手中，
Or even your limited supply, your wealth into the hand of the Lord,
就让主来拨开的时候，
Allow him to break it.
你看啊，主就要把我们的有限就化为无限。
And then you will see, you will watch how he turns the limited to the limitless.
拿我们的时间来说啊,
And in terms of our time,
我们永远觉得我们的时间不够用。
We'll never have enough time.
你看，我们谁说我的时间是多得不得了？
Who among you will say, I have so much time in my hands?
有一个老弟兄啊，他已经退休多年了。
I knew an elder brother who has been retired for many years.
什么工作都不需要做。
And he doesn't have to do any work.
有一天，我去问他，我们去怎么样有点服事吧，他说我忙得不得了。
And one day I went to visit him to say, let's go serve together. He said, oh, I'm too busy.
圣诞就快到了。
Christmas is coming.
我光写圣诞卡就要花好多好多的时间。
He said, it took me forever to even just write Christmas cards.
所以你看看呢，那谁有空的时间？
Who has time? If he's retired and he has no time.
但是当我们肯把我们的时间呢，在有限的一点就交在主的手中。
But if we're willing to place our limited time into the hands of the Lord,
我要照顾儿女。
Yes, you do need to take care of your children.
我要照顾家里面许多事情。
We need to take care of many things at home. We need to go to work.
每一个周啊，从礼拜一到礼拜天啊，都是忙得不得了。
From Monday to Sunday, we're busy every day of the week.
但是我能够把我在有限的一点点的时间就交在主手中。
But if you're willing to place the very limited time into the hands of the Lord,
你拨开,
allow the Lord to break that time,
你看见了这个有限的就要变成无限,
then you will see how he turns the limited into limitless.
第二点呢,
secondly,
要先顾到主的需要,
we need to take care of the needs of the Lord first,
就把主摆在优先的位置上,
put him in the very first priority.
这就以利亚对那个穷寡妇所说的话了。
That is what Elijah told the poor widow.
你先做一个饼给我。
Make a bread first for me.
啊，那就是先顾到主的需要。
Take care of the needs of the Lord first.
我们如果先顾到自己的需要，
If we only take care of our own needs,
那你永远不够用。
Then you will never have enough.
当我们肯把 一点点交在主的手中来顾到主的需要的时候呢
if we're willing to give our very limited supply to the Lord's hand to take care of his needs
居然主真是做了一件奇妙的事情
then you will see the wonders of his works
他竟然能够把我这一点点就变成无限变成无限变成无限
and he can turn this very little that we have into limitless even infinite
你们听见过尼多神弟兄的事过事情
I don't know if you have heard the testimony of Brother Watchman Nee
尼弟兄的身体啊他相当的差相当的差
and he has very poor health
据说啊到尼弟兄那是他的医生给他检查他的身体、啊、
and I heard when he had a physical checkup
他的肺也不好
his doctor said he had
心脏也不好
very bad lung very
肠胃也不好
bad stomach
医生说啊你身上每一种病都是应该让你倒下来
and the doctor told him any disease will knock you out、
嗯、所以呢医生他说你一定要好好的休息
So the doctor told him, you need to rest very well.
尼弟兄呢就把这有限的一点点的这个健康已经只剩下一点点的健康。
So when our brother Nee, he has only very limited health left.
交在主的手中。
He placed it in the Lord's hand.
结果主呢他每一次起来讲道每一次起来服侍的时候啊他都是那就像没病的一个健康人一样。
So as he plays it in the Lord's hand, every time he rises up to preach a sermon, every time he serves, he is as if he has no disease at all. He has no illness at all.
我还认识另外一个姊妹。
And I knew another sister.
她从小身体就不大好。
And she had poor health even since her youth.
当我们认识她的时候，她身体也非常的不好。
And when we came to know her, she had very poor health.
那么有一次呢，那个时候我在奥斯汀。
And that I was in Austin at that time.
我们奥斯呢有一个弟兄啊，去打电话给这个姊妹。
And there was a brother from Austin that called, who called the sister.
那么那个姊妹说，她现在身体不好啊，躺在床上休息。
The sister says, I have very poor health. I've been bedridden.
所以她躺在床上休息呢，我知道之后，我也打个电话去问问。
So I found out that she was bedridden, so I called her on the phone also.
第三天。
After a couple of days,
我打个电话去问，他的儿子说啊，他妈妈现到台湾去了。
I called her home. Her son says, "Oh, my mom just went to Taiwan."
是昨天我们弟兄打电话给他，他还是躺在床上，是不能够起来的吗
I said, "My brother just a brother just called me, told me that she was bedridden."
他儿子就说呢，因为主对他说话呀，要让他到台湾去服侍去。
And but her son told me.The Lord has spoken to her. And the Lord wanted her to go to Taiwan and serve him there. So as soon as she heard from the Lord, she rose up, bought a ticket, and went to Taiwan. It is wonderful. And the Lord is able to turn the very limited strength into limitless supply. So we need to give our very limited supplies first to the Lord.
我们在每一件事情都要把主摆在优先的地位上。
In everything, we need to place the Lord first.
那第三点呢
And thirdly,
要学习被倒空的功课。
We need to learn the lesson to be poured out.
学习我们自己谦卑下来。
We need to be humbled and emptied.
来借着各式各样的环境。
And through different environments.
各样的人事物。
Through different people and events, 来
把我们这倒空
so that we can be emptied.
这样叫我们生命就越过越丰富
so that our life can be fuller and fuller.
能够应付我们各项服事上的需要
that we can meet all the needs in our service.
这就是主把我们带到从有限化到无限
and that is how the Lord will bring us from limited to limitless.
来愿主祝福我们
May the Lord bless us.
让每一个弟兄姊妹都来经历主把我们从有限
So every brother and sister can experience how the Lord can turn limited into limitless. And that's my burden to share with you.